South Africa to date has only administered 182,983 doses of COVID-19 vaccines. This means we're hopelessly missing even our own unambitious target of vaccinating 1 million healthcare workers by the end of March. By now, we should have vaccinated 710,000, meaning we're missing our unambitious target by a full 75%. Incomprehensibly, not one single dose of COVID-19 vaccine was administered over the long weekend, on Saturday, Sunday or Monday. Now, the South African government will tell you this is because they have no vaccines. Yet they've just sold 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine over the weekend that had been sitting in storage in Gauteng. President Ramaphosa must explain this irrational decision. These vaccines could and should have been administered to high-risk individuals, in other words, older people with comorbidities, to protect them from severe disease and death, and to protect hospitals from becoming overrun and our economy from being locked down when the third wave inevitably breaks in South Africa. On the 10th of February, Health Minister Zweli Mkhize tweeted, and I quote, "What will happen to the current doses already in South Africa will depend on the advice from leading scientists," unquote. Well, leading scientists in South Africa and in the World Health Organization and in the European Medicines Agency all advised that these doses should be administered to high-risk individuals. We should not entertain government's explanation that the AstraZeneca vaccine is not suitable for the B1351 variant circulating in South African population. Professor Shumi Madi, who headed the trials of the AstraZeneca vaccine in South Africa, said on the 4th of February that there remains a biologically strong, plausible reason to expect the AstraZeneca vaccine to protect against severe disease, likely to a similar magnitude as the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. He went on to say that these first-generation COVID-19 vaccines, even in settings such as South Africa, still provide the only sustainable option of preventing the flooding of our hospitals with severe COVID-19 cases. Hence, the decision by the South African government not to deploy the vaccine goes against the very spirit of what was previously espoused by the Department of Health, that it would take its lead from WHO recommendations. Furthermore, this decision inadvertently leads itself to choosing between leaving high-risk individuals largely unprotected against being hospitalized and dying of COVID-19, as opposed to having rolled out the available AstraZeneca vaccine. We should not entertain the government's excuse that the vaccine was set to expire on the 30th of April. If they had a rollout plan, there would have been plenty of time to administer these vaccines, especially as the vaccines are still effective up to 2 months after the expiry date. Most likely, the true explanation for all of this is that we don't have a rollout plan that is detailed enough to implement. We haven't prepared enough vaccination sites to be able to roll out at scale, and there's absolutely no sense of urgency to develop one. It's a terrible irony that on Human Rights Day, government trampled heavily on those rights by denying life-saving vaccines to vulnerable people and selling them instead. It's as if the South African government has been specifically tasked to sabotage our COVID response rather than manage it. Our government never misses an opportunity to miss an opportunity to help South Africans build their lives. The Ramaphosa administration has a case to answer as to why it allowed these life-saving vaccines to leave our shores when they could have saved the lives of millions of South Africans.